Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad. A little troubleshooting. Hanging out at the LaPlante Bird Emporium we're broadcasting live from.
A bird emporium is otherwise known as an aviary.
There you go.
You ever been to an aviary?
I've been to Colasanti's aviary.
They got birds there?
Aviary. That's where they have, that's an airplane museum.
That's an aviation museum, you think? No.
Aviatorarium.
Yes, it's all things flying. No. Kiwi's just a noisy bird today. He's talking to his buddies outside because we got
the wind. Let's play shoot the bird.
What?
Like this, I mean. Hey.
He's shooting the bird.
Give the finger. Isn't that flipping the bird?
Flipping the bird.
Flipping the bird. Flipping the bird is when he's cooked on one side and you just, yeah. On the barbecue.
We don't want to flip our bird on our barbecue. I don't think he tastes very good, for one thing.
Not much of a meal, that's for sure. He's a pretty small bird. And what kind of bird is that exactly? you lost your mouse?
My mouse just died.
Got upset talking about the birds.
That's a parakeet, otherwise known as a...
Well, I only see one in there. Is there another one I can't see?
No. Otherwise known as budgie, I think they call them. Budgies are parakeets.
Budgies are a pair of keets.
Not to be confused.
With a single keet. Oh, that's a keet.
Kiwi's
a keet.
Fred's telling us we got some distortion.
Yeah, because you have things cranked up too loud over there. Just turn that down. Not that.
Yeah, that's the volume to this computer over here.
Oh, I see. Okay. I guess that ought to take care of it then.
I think so.
How's it look?
I know.
How's it look, Fred?
Fred, let us know if we're still distorted.
I see that it's not quite as in the red as it was.
Blowing up. So, back to your busyness.
Back to my busyness. Yeah, same old, same old. Just, busy as usual and, trying to get a little riding time in here and there. And
oh, you're riding?
A little bit.
Did you ride here?
No.
No. You're afraid of the weather.
I can only take so much. Let's put it that way. And, a little bit of band rehearsing here and there. Can only take so much, you know, how it goes. And I'd like to get a new computer, though. That's the big thing on my mind. At some point in time, I think that's going to happen. You think they'll change them again in June?
No, I think the lineup is the way it's going to be until after September. This is the lineup. When they put out the free iPod, when you buy a laptop, that's it. This is what you get.
Yeah.
School time,
computers. And they're going to come out with new iPods, too, which is going to kind of suck, because you're going to get that new iPod with your school set up there, and then... All of a sudden, boom, out comes Steve with a new iPod and a new iPhone.
In September, they'll probably revamp the line again, no doubt.
Maybe I should wait.
Wait for what?
One more vamp up.
Well, if you're going to get a computer soon, you might as well get the free iPod Touch. After September, that deal's done.
I should, but in a few months later, they're going to have something... Cool and new with the Macs, though.
Oh, yeah, just wait.
And I'm going to miss that.
If I was you, I would just wait until they come out with the ultimate computer and they say, this is it. This is the final one. We're not making anymore. We're not
making anything else. No, I know that point in time, you actually have to make your purchase. But, it'd be cool to get the iPod Touch. And what would I do with it? Probably sell it. I mean, I have no use for that.
Right.
Except that it's, another $200 or whatever.
Right, just... Take the money from the iPod Touch that you make on Kijiji and put it towards your new computer that you just bought.
Yeah, I may do that.
That's the smart thing to do.
Depends on how long I want to wait. I mean, I have a laptop.
No,
it's smoking. Powerhouse.
You do not have a laptop. What's it
called? The Powerhouse? No, PowerBook.
You do not have a smoking laptop.
I've got a net with the equivalent to a... it's not the equivalent to anything. It's not the equivalent to an iPod Touch. It's not. Can't handle anything.
Yeah, iPod Touch is much more powerful
than that. We'll smoke this.
Yeah. That should tell you something.
Multi-track recording.
I know.
It's a joke. I can't do anything on here.
I know.
I can barely even look at it. Only for a second. I can take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. Nice harmonies.
you went low.
I went low.
Go low. Speaking of harmonies, we got a gig today.
Oh, you have the thing at, yeah, I was really thinking in my mind how I'd like to go see that somehow. And I still may get out there. Okay. I told Lana about it. I'd love to go see you.
Thanks.
What a nice environment to see it.
Yeah, on the downtown.
Tell everybody about that.
I will, and I have. It's on my Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's downtown Windsor.
Downtown Windsor, yes.
That's a really cool gig.
It sure is, and we're going to be playing for about, a set. There's a big lineup of bands that are playing. There's, I think, three stages down there. Mm-hmm. I think there's one on Ouellette right by Peppers there.
Whatever. Right.
And
that'd be cool.
I think that's where Crash Karma is playing tonight.
Oh, Crash Karma is playing there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And who else? Anybody else? Or
they're the headliner. Like, and Crash Karma, of course, is the drummer from the Tea Party, who's from Windsor here, and the rest of the dudes from other Canadian bands.
Any big bands playing?
No, it's nothing.
Besides King Friday?
No, besides King Friday, nobody huge is playing. Crash Karma is like the biggest band around.
Well, all those guys pretty much come from somewhere.
Yes, they all do.
Yeah. Just like us. We come from somewhere. I come from my mother. You come from your mother.
Well, there was that egg thing, but...
Well, yeah. We came before the egg.
Speaking of eggs.
What?
You want some eggs?
No.
No? Okay.
Why, are you going to have eggs?
Scrambled or over easy.
Yeah? Yeah. You're undecided? Eggs are awesome.
Yes, they are.
The whites, anyways.
And so is bacon.
The rest is just fat and cholesterol. That's all that is.
Oh, yeah. That's what bacon is.
Oh, bacon too. Bacon. Yeah, sure. Bacon gets just thrown out with the yolk. Make me bacon and I throw it out with the yolk.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Is that something?
That's a saying.
What does that mean exactly? That's we need to maybe save that for a sayings show.
Oh, that's a
we
good
need
saying.
A good new sayings
You've
show.
You've heard that something. Saying before, though.
I think I have. Yeah, that's why it sounded vaguely familiar.
You do an action that solves a problem, but you end up getting rid of the core meat of whatever you're
the nub.
Yeah. No sense in doing
the heart of the matter's gone.
The heart of the matter. Anything else going on in your neck of the
woods? Another good name for a song, Heart of the Matter.
Isn't that a Rush song?
Heart of the batter.
I don't like my batter hard. Unless it's deep fried.
It all depends on who you call in your batter.
Batter, batter, swing, batter.
Radio sucks. I love that. Still love that. I'd like to find that.
I'll give you one right now.
Go ahead.
Radio sucks.
Beautiful.
And it does, by the way. Radio sucks. And TV, same thing.
Pretty much. Everything's going elsewhere anyway.
What do you mean by that?
It's all going to broadband internet.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that on the tech section, seriously.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Well, that we're talking about. Okay. I thought we were talking about the covers. Remember?
Oh, we can throw that in there.
But yeah, throw it all in. A pot pourri.
Pot pourri.
Let's have a pot of pourri at the end of the show. So anyways, news?
Do it.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Somebody get the door of the newsroom. So actually, we didn't get any further into detail, but you're playing at the Red Bull races. That's what I wanted to...
The Red Bull races are going on
right today.
Now. Today. And then as we're recording this,
big June festivities 6th. Tonight. And what is all the festivity right now, though? Like, what is all this? Is it just that?
Yeah.
Is there some? Is it anything else?
No.
Or it's all just this, and this is the whole thing tonight.
Yeah. The actual race is taking place today, and it's, it's a big international event. It only happens like
in... Oh, yesterday was that what? Time trials and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
That's a huge event, yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's airplanes that are, in case you're from somewhere else, so you can obviously Google the Red Bull races, but they put pylons in the Detroit River that are about 30 feet high, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Maybe taller.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how tall those are.
I think they're higher than that, maybe, but...
They're tall.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the wingspan of the
plane. I guess 30 to 50 feet.
Let's say that. 40.
Let's say 40.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
And they put these in the Detroit River.
Put it in the middle, the plane would hit it.
No.
On each side.
They put two pylons next to each other, and they put them in a series down the river, and it's like a track basically that the planes have to fly through, and some of them, that to fly through them, you got to go sideways. Mm-hmm. So they're flying, and then all of a sudden they go sideways, go through the pylon, and come back out. And the speed at which they do this thing, that from flat to sideways, it is incredible. It's like, wow. You think someone get thrown around in there or whatever.
I had a buddy take pictures of the last year's, and they were incredible. He took amazing pictures.
Like, you can see the dude in the plane and all.
Oh, yeah. He was right down there. And also, what's his name there? The guy in the wheelchair that takes pictures of everything in the city.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Married to the real estate chick. I forget his name, though.
Yeah, me too.
But anyways, he takes a lot of those pictures, too. He's at every event. And he takes really good shots, too, of that stuff. But I was going to say, if anybody could just Google Red Bull races, and you'll find them here. And they're usually... This is just amazing to have it here, because it was here last year. Was it last year?
And the year before that. The year before that, it was a Detroit Windsor thing. Last year was the first year that it's just Windsor.
Right. And again, too.
And then this year again.
Detroit must hate that.
Well, they really can't afford much. They're in a bad way.
Well, I'm sure that they don't like the fact that, you know, it's their name's not on the bill.
No. They're not the cultural hub that it used to be. The downtown area, anyway. It's just...
True, yeah.
It's a sad scene, really, but what can you do? And also going on in the city right now is Strawberry Fest. Mm-hmm. Default played last night. That was...
Well, there you go. That's cool, yeah.
And Art in the Park, which...
Art in the Park played? Art in the Park's going on.
Art... In the park.
Art is in the park.
But it's not going on. You know what happened?
What happened?
It rained last night, really hard here last night, and it's canceled for today.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge.
And they're not, no postponement?
Well, it's Monday tomorrow.
I mean, next weekend, like, or anything? No, I guess.
I'm sure there's other stuff going on in Willowstead Park.
That's really bad, though.
That's really bad. Wow. To take the Sunday out of your art in a park?
Yeah, because that's, that's a staple here in the city, Art in the Park weekend, and for all the people that make crafts and sell things and all that. Art, yeah.
There's a guy in there from far away, hours and hours of driving, and he's a stained glass guy. You know, and there's guys, there's 250.
He could break easily then.
He could. He's going to be.
He's a stained glass guy.
He's not stained. His glass is stained.
Oh, yeah. How can he see? Go on.
And there's 250 vendors, exhibitors in Art in the Park. So you can imagine there's a lot of them that are from out of town that come. And you have to be picked to be in there. You have to be really good.
It probably cost them some money to be in this and to be here and all that, too, like yesterday, sure. You know, and whatever. Yeah.
And then there's bands who are booked to play in there. I know, you know, classical guitarists.
They should still have that if it was covered and everything. Like, I mean, you know.
I'm not sure what the deal is. I think the ground is just too wet. Like, if you look at in the field behind my house, there's like standing water in a field. That's never good.
It'll be fun. Like,
it'll be fun. Like Woodstock.
Woodstock, yeah. That would be cool.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. So, news.
I'm just saying some local news. Another piece of local news is last night we had a big storm that came through, which we were just talking about, and a tornado, a suspected tornado on CBC's website says it hit Leamington last night. Mm-hmm. A lot of damage was done that could only be explained with a tornado, like the kind of winds that knocked down.
But nobody saw it then, is what you're saying?
Well, it was nighttime, so it's...
Right, okay, yeah.
Tornadoes seem to...
Not be seen in night.
Exactly. So, like, the size of the trees and the amount of trees, I think, that are bashed in and the roofs that are ripped off houses, those are the only kind of winds that come from a tornado that can do that kind of damage. So, but nobody was hurt and nobody died, so...
Well, that's good news.
The insurance company is the only loser there, I think.
Whoa.
As long as everything's insured.
Insurance companies are losers anyway. Gary Coleman's funeral delayed amid family battles. His wife and his family are battling over his estate, which I wonder what his estate is or what his remains are, you know, as far
20
as...
$20,000 I think he's got in the bank. He's a thousandaire.
You're shaking your head. Child star fortune.
Child star
fortune. But it also says in the article that I was looking at, accused him of stealing a large portion of his child star fortune, planned to file an action for legal control over their son's remains. And what is that? His remain, like his body?
His body, yeah.
Cremated, I guess, sounds like, if they're fighting over it.
Right.
And I'm wondering why his wife would be fighting over it anyway. Ex-wife, I guess, Shannon Price, because they had marital problems anyway. I don't think they were ex-wife, you know.
Yeah, he had a slit skid there. He wasn't doing so good.
He had a skid since the show was done,
right,
back in the 80s, like, or 70s, or whatever.
He was selling Saturns there for a while.
Yeah.
So you're a car dealer working at, you know, your buddies.
I wonder how well he did.
Probably not really well.
You want to listen to a little bit of a minute or so of Different Strokes?
Sure. Was it Different Strokes he was on?
Yeah, Different Strokes is the show. One drone, what might be right
for you may not be right for some. Welcome, gentlemen.
Talking to us?
Of course.
How about that, Willis? Downtown 2 minutes and already we're Jimmy.
Welcome, little brother.
What you smoke?
Arnold, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing.
What is that under your nose?
My lip.
I've never seen a black goldfish before.
That's okay. He never saw a rich white man before either.
You could have gotten killed.
Yeah, well, so could these kids in the back seat.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi there. What are you doing in this car? It is loaded with dynamite.
What's so good about Knight Rider? Aw, he can't dance. Move, I'll show you some dance.
Arnold's dancing.
You don't know, Willis. There's a really happy living here. If this was heaven, I'd kill myself tomorrow.
That was his famous thing there. What you talking about, Willis?
That was his thing. And it's still a thing, I believe. Even Fred says, what you talking about, JD?
What is Willis talking about from his jail cell?
Is Willis in jail?
I don't know. He's been in and out of jail, I think.
Has he?
Yeah, selling dope and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know what.
Yeah, he probably had the same fortune as Gary Coleman in the bank.
And it was squandered.
Yeah, so why are we talking about Gary Coleman?
Because he died, actually. Oh, right. Yeah, and that was just, a couple days ago now? A few days ago, something like that?
I'm going to say it's going to be a week.
Just deleted my page here. But I know it was like last week sometime or whatever.
And after him, Dennis Hopper died.
Dennis who?
Hopper.
Yeah, I know. Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, he was an actor, director.
Big
directed
time.
Easy Rider was his biggest movie back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. With Jack Nicholson. Oh, no, Jack Nicholson. Was Jack Nicholson in that one?
No, I don't think so.
He was an Easy Rider, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Was he in because he was in some of those old biker movies. But Fonda and Peter Fonda. Hopper.
Peter Fonda. And I guess it was a big snow fest.
What do you mean?
They went down New Orleans and went to Mardi Gras, and it was just all kinds of... They were just shipping... They were shipping coke to the film set.
Woo-hoo! Party
good,
time.
Good times, exactly. Who knows how that stuff can go down and they can still survive. So what are you doing?
I'm just waiting to continue on with things. Did you have more news?
Well, did we talk about any news?
Well, yeah. We talked about Red Bull stuff. You talked about Tornado. I talked about Different Strokes guy.
Have we talked? I think the week it happened, that was the last time we did a show, was the oil spill in
the Gulf. We did talk about the oil spill.
Yeah. And it's funny that there's, if you go back 30 years, 1979, the exact same thing was going on.
That's when I was born.
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, that's when that drummer you were talking about was in Wicked Angel.
Oh, yeah.
So how could that happen?
Yeah.
No.
I'll edit that out.
Sure. No. Edits. So the exact same thing was going on in 1979 that's going on right now. It took them 9 months to stop the oil from flowing into the
Gulf.
In 1979.
Wow. And how long has it been so far here?
It's been about 5 weeks, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how the exact same thing is happening. It's like they took a playbook. They used that as a playbook for...
They used that as a guidebook. Yeah. How can we do this again?
How can we do this again and raise the price of oil? Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's perfect.
It's all perfect. All right. right. Today's topic on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo is... No drum roll? You have nothing lined up there?
I used to have that
finger right on the trigger there.
The United States of Europe.
No.
Oh.
It's robots.
What?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that.
You're not serious.
You must not have checked out the website.
I didn't
check out. Yeah, things got changed around somehow.
You're kidding me.
I'm not, actually. No, I'm serious. Isn't this funny?
That's hilarious. Where did the deal go? July 25th. I prepped for the July 25th show.
Did you? Well, you'd be all set for that. If you'd rather do that show, I mean, we can do that right now. I'm ill prepared, but...
Oh, man. That's too funny. Well, I'm wondering what...
Maybe that's what he was thinking about, winds of change. I was thinking of winds of change to do with, like, technology changing in robots, and he's talking about the world in general changing. Well, obviously,
the tune that you're going to play.
I did add your chemtrails in. You ready for that? Where is the other one? Oh, it's way down there now.
July 25th is United States of Europe. That's interesting that you...
The main reason that that was changed there was so I didn't have to go in and change all the dates again.
That's it.
It was easier for me just to put it as another new show.
Wow.
That's the only reason that was actually moved down there.
All right. So when were robots invented?
Last week.
They weren't?
I'm not ready for that. I was ready for the chemtrail show.
No, you're not.
So... Well, robot is an automatically guided machine able to do tasks on its own. Another common characteristic is that by its appearance or movements, a robot often conveys a sense that it has intent or agency of its own. And the Robotics Institute of America defines a robot as a reprogrammable multifunctional manipulator designed to move materials, parts, tools, or specialized devices through variable programmed motions for the performance of a variety of tasks.
Wow.
And we haven't gotten to the point yet where we have housekeepers as robots, but they are making robotic machines that do things like vacuum and cut lawn and things like that. So we'll talk about those things today. And that's pretty cool.
Awesome. I've had put the... on the Ustream thing, I put a little...
Yeah, okay, a little bar across the bottom.
That's where it said United States of Europe. I put robots on there now, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
In case anybody else streams by.
There are a lot of movies and films made about robots and about the technology, and they kind of keep it in that vein of... Well, I guess it's a technology thing. A lot of times the robots seem to be extraterrestrial beings as well. You know, robots kind of from other planets and things like that in movies and so forth.
Yeah.
There's I think, is it just called Robots is the animated film? I think it's called Robots. And then there's iRobot, which was, I think, the one with Will Smith. Mm-hmm. It came out a few years back.
And that was an album by Alan Parsons Project, wasn't it?
iRobot?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, there's all kinds of songs about robots. First one that comes to mind for me is Mr. Roboto. Stick song, right? Mr. Roboto. Is that them?
I think so. And that's what Fred was referring to when Domo Arigato.
Oh, right.
Which is... isn't that thank you?
Oh, I thought it was some kind of an Italian dish.
Domo Arigato?
Hey, you want some rigato on there?
I'll have some Parmesan on my origato.
Cheese.
Please.
Nowadays, the word robot is often applied to any device that works automatically or by remote control, especially a machine automation that can be programmed to perform tasks normally done by people. And so there are quite a few of those, and obviously robots built technologically advanced enough to do all kinds of testing on other planets and things like that. Those things that they throw out into space, the rover and the, I can't remember all their names. Before the 60s, robot usually meant a man-like mechanical device capable of performing human tasks or behaving in a human manner. So that's kind of what a lot of people think about when you say robot, they think like a human type robot, right?
Right.
You know, it's like some of the things that were portrayed on the Jetsons. Housekeepers, Rosie. She was a robot.
Rosie.
And we haven't quite gotten to that point, but they do make things like you see a lot of, you see dogs, pets kind of things that are robots. And I guess to some degree, the mechanical robotic cars and things, the wireless cars and trucks and things that you buy for kids and that, it's sort of a robot. Would you consider that a robot or in any way?
No, I think that would just as that's a remote controlled vehicle.
Remote controlled, yeah, I guess. But they refer to robots as being remote controlled as well. So,
but the word robot was introduced to the public by Czech writer Karel Čapek in his play R.U.R., which is Rosen's Universal Robots, which I think that's where Rosie got her name on the Jetsons. The play begins in a factory that makes artificial people called robots. That's supposedly where that name came from in 1920. But they are closer to the modern ideas of androids, which is a creature who can be mistaken for a human. Like a human clone, but a robotic inside. They can plainly think for themselves, though they seem happy to serve. At issue is whether the robots are being exploited and the consequences of their treatment. Mm-hmm. What's the movie or the book that has... robots that are serving people, and there's the three rules. And the first
rule, that's Isaac Asimov.
Yeah, what is that?
Trying to think of what the Isaac Asimov series of novels, blah 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 blah. Those laws of robots. Trying to think of what the
anyway, that was the serving robots, and there were three rules that would make it easy to control. So they can never hurt a human, and they almost have to always, they would kill themselves before they would, to save you. If they see that you're dying or something.
The three rules are a robot. Number one, a robot may not injure a human being or through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Number two, a robot must obey the orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. And number three, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
That's what it is. I like that set of rules because every rule is, except the first one, is related to a rule before it.
I show here that in the 40s by science fiction writer Isaac Asimov, because he had a series of stories and novels, and I guess they were called iRobot. A book of short stories, iRobot, investigates the interplay between these laws. Yeah. But there was a movie, though, wasn't there? Was there a movie, too, that was...
Yes, absolutely.
It's not 1984, was it?
No.
Isn't that something to do with robots, though, or something? Or?
Not so much so.
What is that?
No, that's the government taking over the world, basically. What's going on right now, 1984, should have been retitled 2011.
Here's something that's interesting. It's very difficult to give a robot the ability to perform a wide variety of tasks, move around in cluttered surroundings, recognize objects in the real world, understand normal speech, and think for itself. There are exciting areas of current research in robotics and artificial intelligence. For example, a robot can have a problem of deciding where to cross a river, and how can it make this decision? How can a person make the decision? How would you do it? Perhaps you've come to a similar situation before. Perhaps you look it up in a guidebook. Perhaps there a reason why one area is better than the other, like a shallower water, or perhaps you've crossed it before. You know what I mean? All these things come into play that a robot really wouldn't be able to decide. You know what I mean? Maybe without testing or something like it's that is what makes it really difficult. And for a human, these decisions come rather naturally, so it's difficult to program a robot to do something like that.
Yes.
You'd actually have to program these things somehow, and that's it really is a thought process.
There has to be some artificial intelligence.
Unless, they get to the point where they can, download the human mind, information from the human brain, and put it in a mechanical man or... whatever, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That would be really crazy.
Well, that's the whole thing. They want to put more artificial intelligence in robots.
Right.
So they can make choices. I was just watching this thing on Geek Brief TV. which is a podcast with Callie Lewis. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to send you the link, but I went to Geek Brief and it's like wicked old. But I know they're still doing new podcasts. And there was a university that's doing robotic experimentation with, it looks like a bug.
Yeah.
In the legs, it moves around, but the legs are more like a bug's leg. So they're kind of like, you know, they face backwards, mm-hmm. and they reach out, and it's mostly what they want to do is design a vehicle so that the body is as level as it can be with, like, parallel with the ground, but going over lots of different terrain.
Obstacles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But keeping the top part level, so you're not, you know, the things, the cargo, the in the ship, and along with the people, aren't, you know, jostled around and moved around, going up mountains and over stuff, and it's really interesting.
Still, yeah. Something attached to the ground, though. Like, it still rides on the ground?
It's got four legs, independent moving legs.
Okay.
So it's really interesting how it gets over certain things and climbs stairs and goes over chasms, and really interesting podcast. So if you go to the Geek Brief, look it up on iTunes, Geek Brief TV with Callie Lewis. Because you go on the website and this is wicked old. Not sure what happened there.
I have a really cool little video. It's about 8 minutes long, but there's, you know, it's all... a lot of discussion on it. Screenwriters, professors, philosophers, engineers, some other thinkers about life with robots, you know, how the technology has been advancing and that kind of thing. It's pretty interesting. I'll just go ahead and run it. Here we go.
Nearly all the robots that have been developed so far are tools that are adjuncts to existing human faculties. There's been a coevolution between humans and their tools dating back to when our first ancestor, Homo habilis, picked up a rock 2.5 million years ago. And so robotic research is fascinating as a laboratory for exploring what remarkable creatures we human beings are.
Certainly as a kid, I was always fascinated by robots. Robots and technology in general are an inevitable part of our culture.
The public's perceptions of robots are shaped by entertainment and is filtered through motion pictures. Robots are portrayed as bad guys oftentimes because the unknown equals fear equals drama.
The classical fear with regard to robots in science fiction movies is that they're going to become smarter than us, and therefore they will dominate us, control us, we'll become their slaves.
The villain side comes from the fact that they may replace us. It's like they're impersonating us, right? It's a crime to impersonate us.
I think a lot of people watch too much television. There's a lot of things you can dream up in a sci-fi movie, but when it gets down to reality, it's a much more difficult task to make that kind of technology come to life.
I think robots have such a bad rap. I love science fiction, but if I get one more shot of the Terminator, I think I'm going to scream. Rescue robots are saving lives. You're talking about much smaller robots that can come and rescue you after a disaster. Highly mobile, highly agile, very self-contained, and semi-autonomous.
We use a lot of robotics in our daily life. A lot of people don't know that. You know, the all things robot means that is Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie. That's not what it is. Heart surgery is a very precise surgery, you know, and robotic assisted surgery is a phenomenal, phenomenal advance. You sit in a console where your movement is translated through the computer to these tiny instruments and is very, very precise. This is the least invasive type of surgery. So now the patient can go home in about 2 or 3 days.
Some people obviously have some preconceptions about robots, maybe from what they've seen in movies or whatnot. But I think over time, as people become more familiar with technology in all areas of their life, they're going to come to better understand what benefits this type of technology could provide people.
I think the world's a better place with robots, and we need more of them.
A lot of people think of Honda as just an automobile or a motorcycle company, and they really are surprised to learn that there's this research program in robotics and that Honda has developed a robot, Osimo. The goal is to eventually have a bipedal humanoid robot that can be helpful in a person's home.
People sometimes ask, well, why would Honda go into bipedal mobility? And I think the answer is in the word mobility itself. Honda's always been a mobility company. The whole development started in 1986. And at that time, the general thinking, even among specialists, was that it would be impossible to develop a bipedal robot.
不可能にチャレンジしてみようということで、まあ、開発がスタートしたわけです。歩かせるまでに10年ぐらいかかってます。
Attempting to replicate human motion is a remarkably challenging task. It's much more complex than we would ever imagine when we look at the idea of just stepping one foot in front of the other. In many ways, the robot walks like a toddler, back and forth, very carefully, slowly, and as the robot matures, hopefully we'll see this smoothing out of the movement.
The mobility of Osimo has come so far, and all the research that went into Osimo is really bringing about some phenomenal technology, I think, that can be applied in other parts of Honda's business.
One of the reasons why we have the most fantastic anti-lock brake system in the world comes from the endeavor of building a robot that can walk upstairs.
This 20-some years of studying how to walk has provided Honda with a great insight into how to help people who are perhaps having difficulty walking with the walking assist device.
体重支持型歩行アシストはその名の通り、体重を支えることによってそのつけた人の足の筋肉と関節の負担を軽減します。人の歩行をさまざまな角度で研究しています。でその中で得られたのが、それはですね、人と機械っていうのは人と人と同じように信頼関係が必要なんですね。
In educating people about robots, one thing that we notice, and this has been pulled together by many studies by many people, sort of the animist fallacy. If it moves, you think it's alive. And many people think robots were just simply creepy.
そこが克服できないと人と共存できないんだと思うんですね。で、例えば、まあ、人型のロボットでそれこそ人間と同じような顔の形、多分それは気持ち悪いというかちょっと恐怖だと思うんですね。
The Japanese scientist Mori proposed something called the Uncanny Valley. And his basic proposition was thatHumans would feel more and more comfortable with a robot that has two legs and two arms versus one that has 20 arms. But when they got too close to being like humans, there was a significant drop-off in the comfort level with those robots.
私の場合、ロボットの研究というのを23年続けてきたんですけども、その時に非常にその工夫したのは、例えば顔が特徴なんですね。目が見えるようで見えない、口があるようでない。だから最後に、家の中で役立つロボットにするためには、そういったサイズの中にいろんな、培った伝送技術であるとかそういうものを全て、入れ込んで、小さいサイズで親しみのあるデザインで、そのロボットが、一歩を踏み出して歩かした瞬間、これが一番印象に残ってます。
Honda's come a long way with Osimo, but there's still a long way to go.
So anyway, as you can see, that's basically this is put out by Honda, but it's pretty incredible. Some of this is in Japanese or whatever, so it was a little bit difficult to understand what was going on without me reading what was on the screen or anything. But anyways, it was
yeah, we couldn't understand what you were saying.
Pretty informative. Oh, is it too loud? Yeah, that's what you get. You just go with it.So let's go to Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
I know Fred had mentioned Scorpions, and actually this is Scorpions, but for the robot show, this is from the In Trance album CD called Robot Man. Scorpions. Robot Man. So as we see, there's robots are incredible. What about, how does bionics fit in with robots?
Bionics are
a form of robotry.
Well, from what I know, bionics are add-ons to people. So they interact with human parts.
Yeah. Doesn't that make them sort of robotish?
Yes.
That's with a double B, double D, robotish. Robot for robot, bod for body.
Oh, I see, robotish.
Dish for food.
Dish for food.
But yeah, how about making robot parts for people? You know, somebody loses an arm, they use robotics to rebuild.
Well,
these bionics. No?
Possibly. I think some of the same knowledge, intelligence can go into making, what do they call those, prosthetics?
Prosthetics, yeah.
But what if you lost your penis?
Well, you make a new one.
A robotic penis.
We can make it bigger than it was, what? Better, harder than it was.
I'm sorry, I sunk to a low there. I didn't
bionics,
mean
let's see, a definition of what bionics is. The application of biological methods and systems found in nature to the study and design of engineering systems and modern technology. The word bionic was coined by Jack Steele. What a name that is, eh? Isn't he in porno?
No, he's an author, isn't he?
Is he?
You're
thinking of Danielle.
Oh, maybe.
Danielle Steele.
Oh, that's Danielle's dad, Jack.
Some dictionaries, however, explain the word as being formed by biology plus electronics, bionics.
There you go. That makes perfect sense.
But I still get that robotic type, you know, think when they make bionics for somebody and it's got to kind of work on its own or work from the human person somehow.
The human person.
Yeah, isn't that a double whammy?
That's a double whammy, you? Buddy.
A human person. As opposed to a non-human person. They'll be calling robots persons at some point in time.
They will not.
And then you'll be scared and wonder where I am. He knew it before its time.
That clip that I was showing you there, Big JD, about
that bug.
The bug. It looks like a bug. Yeah, it uses bug's legs. That's at on USC's website, and they get a weird URL. It's
People should check that out. Yeah,
it's www. Hyphen, like slash or whatever. Not slash, but.
Dash like
a dash. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Not an underscore.
www dash. Dot dash or no, dash
dash.
How does that even work?
The www part is shouldn't even be in there, really.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's very odd. www.clmc.usc.edu. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the one where was I at? There's so many other things that we're probably not going to have time for on here, and some of them are the. You can go to dlr.de, which is an institute of robotics and mechatronics.
That's in Deutschland.
Yeah, it's cool. And what else? There's something that's really cool is robotshop.ca. And Robot Shop has like personal and domestic robots, professional and service robots, and robot parts and things like that. Kits, what? Developer kits for robots.
And things .ca, like that. This is in Canada.
Yeah, robotshop.ca. And they actually, there you can see a lot of the, you know, like I was talking at the beginning of the show, the vacuum cleaners and lawn mowers that are robots. And you just set it and forget it. Kind of a Ron Popeil-ish type thing there. But yeah, that's what that's all about. So there's some things on there that people will want to check out that are pretty cool. And if I had that, if I still had my website up with it, where that actual video was, there's still some more of that video, and it's pretty interesting. But you get the gist of it in the show here anyway. Just know that the robots are coming.
No, it's the...
You heard it here first.
No, the robots...
We're the new Orson Welles.
No, it's the zombies are coming.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Are they back together?
Well, I wish I had a on that one. That was a good one. You're amazing.
And so we want to move on. I guess, do you have anything else to add for robots right now?
Or? No, I don't.
Then let's move on to way away from the technology of robots and move into Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
That's right.
All right, Tech Talk this week. We're talking about robots.
Yes.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, we're not. Not in Tech Talk, we're not. Google. You heard of those guys?
Yeah, that's that stuff you spread on toast, isn't it? Oh, that's Kugel.
Kugel.
With the Kugly eyes. You ever see that stuff? Use it? Cinnamon Kugel? Never had that?
No.
Mm.
Is that like Nutella?
Just like that, like a spread. You know, not to be confused with the Dirty Magazine or anything, but it's a spread for toast or, you know, that kind of thing, like a like you'd jam or something like that. Not to be confused with Dirty Movies, you know. But anyway, it's edible. Not to be confused with panties, but, you know, anyway.
Oh, boy. Google had a, they have a conference where they discuss new technologies that they're coming up with, and they also have an operating system called Android.
Right.
And they bring developers in to tell them what is going to be coming up in the new versions of Android. And so the developers know, and then they make programs for this operating system. Well, what they're going to be putting Android on next is something called Google TV.
Right.
Google TV is going to be on some TVs. You're going to be able to go into a store and buy a Google, like a TV that has
Aren't them in Sony and some kind of...
Sony, Logitech, and Intel are the partners.
Wow. It's big stuff.
Yeah. So big companies. And so obviously there's going to be a little piece of hardware that is going to be built in the TV, or you can have a separate box that you can come out of and go into your TV. And basically what Google TV, the way they explain it in their little video, which I wish I could have audio coming out of my computer and going in there, but no, I can't do that. Okay. That doesn't work. I got the FireWire.
I'm sorry for the clicking there.
That's all right. What they're saying is that a lot of video that we consume comes from the web. Like, and it's not so much in our case, but they have Netflix over in the States. They have Hulu.
Hulu's a book company. Yeah.
And a lot of the networks have programs that you can stream right from their website. I think ABC is a good example of that.
Sure.
And what else is there? The Slingbox. You can watch your own, so you can watch TV remotely from another TV as well. So there's a lot of video that we get through the internet. A lot of, and of course there's Ustream, YouTube, and all that kind of stuff as well, Vimeo. So there's a lot of video, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of the video that I watch is right here on this screen over here.
Sure.
And so what they're going to build this into TVs, basically. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part is the Google TV is going to be running the Android operating system. So you're going to be able to run apps on your TV as well that run in the Android operating system. And I heard just recently that there's going to be a new Apple TV as well. And that's going to be getting rid of the pared down Mac OS 10, whatever that system is right on there.
And
it's going to be running the
Android
iPhone OS.
Nice.
So you can be able to run apps on your TV using that operating system as well.
Why not? Any TV has probably enough room inside it to actually stick an Apple TV. You know what I mean? So why can't a television do everything that an little add-on box is going to do, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the whole Logitech and Intel.
Sure. Everything should be in there. I mean, there's no reason why your HD flat screen TV or whatever isn't just a full-blown computer. Everything's small enough to fit. You know how small a laptop is. You could probably open up the back of your TV, stick a laptop in somewhere and close it back up. Like, it all will fit. You know what I mean?
It's interesting you say that because I had that 20-inch iMac. And I brought it to Party Marty, QD Mac. And it was all the capacitors blew up in those things. Mm-hmm. It was an issue that they had. And they knew about it. And if I would have brought it in earlier, it would have been an extended warranty thing. But as it is, it didn't. And it doesn't have any video out. There's no video. I mean, the display won't work.
What is this iMac?
iMac, the 20-inch
iMac. Your old iMac that you had here? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 20-inch iMac
that I had on
the
wall. Yeah. The G5, isn't it?
G5, yeah. Okay. And he says the display's toast. It's never coming back. But he says if you go video out, you can just plug it into a display and it works. It's a perfectly usable computer. I'm thinking, geez, okay, that seems like it's going to use a lot of room. So I'm thinking of just laying it down up against the back of my TV out of sight and just plug it into my TV. So I'm going to have a G5 connected to my TV. What do you think of that idea?
Just and all Bluetooth and everything. Oh, it's got Bluetooth and everything, so you can just run wireless everything out of it. And
yeah.
Yeah, why not? You just take the little base off it, which you probably didn't have on anyways.
I don't have the base on it. It was hanging
on
the wall.
It's just a flat thing.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking just laying that up, like up against the back of the TV. It's relatively thin. So.
Yeah, of course. It's like the same idea as getting rid of that and getting a mini or something to run everything, you know.
Which I was considering doing. And supposedly new minis are coming out too.
Oh,
they're
nice.
They're on the horizon.
And they were just updated not too long after I got my mini. So they're going to be smoking, man, whatever it is. Somebody's going
to
be smoking
HDMI.
Something.
That's what I'm waiting to see. If yeah. a mini has HDMI on it. Because the new...
Maybe, but then that totally gets rid of the Apple TV, unless that comes out with that on it too. But then why would they have Apple TV with HDMI, which they do? And, you know, they know that people are going to buy a mini and do the same thing with it for the same prices.
I think they know that more people are buying minis to hook up to their TV than are buying Apple TVs to hook up to their TVs.
Okay.
Because the Apple TV right now is basically, without hacking it, is it's just a door into the iTunes store, basically. I mean, yes, you can stream your stuff that's on your computer to your TV.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one cool part about it.
Kind of small knit, unless you get the... ATV flash to open that up to do all kinds of things, sort of.
And that's
still not enough.
And it doesn't run really well. The ATV flash.
Oh, I find it's been running great.
But you can't rewind an AVI file.
Oh, no. You want to start it over, but it goes fast forwards fast enough to get back to where you were, I find. So, I mean, yeah, you don't want to rewind.
You put up with stuff like this.
You can't rewind. Yeah, I guess so. I guess if I was, living in the modern age like you exactly. are, then I feel differently.
You would not put up with not being able to rewind a movie. I missed the part. What was it? What did he say?
Yeah, something little like that. No.
I'm at the beginning of the movie again. Darn it all.
So yeah, that's pretty awesome. So people should be checking into that kind of thing. And I just want to say as well too that for you people cool enough to be listening to internet radio live or podcasts, anything like that, get all your friends on board, man, because the internet, broadband internet, is like, it's the future of radio and television. And there's still so many people that have no clue.
I know.
As amazing and as big as it is, and that, you know, you already see everybody flocking to this, the television stations and all, and radio stations as well. Everybody is sure. on the internet now. But as huge as that is, there's still such a small amount of people that, you know, get their music from online and watch their television on the computer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
As huge as it is right now, which is already huge, but you imagine how huge it's going to be when people just realize, like, you know, I can get everything right on here so easily. And there's, you know, when the Wi-Fi radios are in all cars and everything, and you just, you know, it's one of those things, I think, that's it's coming. And we see these changes, you know, and there's already changes and already coming, you know, how podcasts came, but it goes through this transition, and you look back later and say, wow, like, this all happened. It all changed, like, when CDs came out. You know what I mean? It's just kind of this natural progression, and it wasn't just a snap of a fingers, and you see, like, wow, like, you're just totally blown away by it because it comes on, you know what I mean? And however long it takes.
Yeah. But the CD thing though, that was controlled very tightly by the industry.
Yeah. Well, this is all controlled by the government.
You think?
Well, it's going to be more and more.
I don't know. It seems like, you know,
oh, you're going to see something happen with that. I'll bet you. I can just see the government taking over everything. They can pull the plug on the internet if they want.
That's depressing.
They run everything. And it's just amazing to me why they don't actually run this right now.
I think they monitor, obviously.
Something's going to happen for the negatively. I bet you. I don't want to see that happen because this is, you know what I mean? This is so open for anybody and everyone to do anything. And that's a problem for the government.
I think if they control them, they've been pretty good for the last 25 years controlling the message that we receive through television and radio and newspapers and stuff like that. They can control that. And I think they're also trying to control the message to some degree on the internet, but it's being so overblown by the other noise around that they're going to have a hard time doing it. But how do you pull the plug on the internet when there's so many industries that are reliant on the internet?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They'd find a way. They just do what they want. anyway. So they, you know, they could do that.
I can, I can see it happen, but it would, that's going to take some planning and years of evilness.
Or one hand on one plug. Done.
Yeah.
Now everybody pay us and you go back on. Just like that.
That could happen.
Just like the HD radio thing.
What's with the HD
radio? There is no real HD radio. It's available. Nobody promotes it. Nobody has money to run it. But it's available. It's there. And the government has their hand in on it.
And that's the problem with it?
They auction all the, everything off of the spectrum there so they can make money.
Right.
And they're going to somehow get in on the internet. That's not yet, but they will. Same with licensing from the FCC. Has nothing to do with the internet. But at some point, I don't know. I can see it all happening. I don't even want to say it. Maybe I just gave the government the idea.
Don't!
Oh, we had no idea.
We can do what?
Yeah. So anyway, I hope none of that happens. And we just I wanted to mention those things that you, those covers that you had are really cool.
That's, oh, the Jelliskins. Jelliskins.com.
G-E-L-A.
Skins.com.
Yeah.
It's,
people should check that out.
They're protective, what would you call that stuff? Vinyl, I guess. It's a poly something. But it,
for your computers and phones.
Right. And it's a high quality image on it.
And they have cool images. Then the cool thing is that you can use your own image.
You can use your own image on there.
So yeah, just check out the website. It's
like,
cool.
You know? Like for what it is, like it's a piece of vinyl with my own picture on it. But like 10 years ago, just to get that printed up at a, like a Blacks or something would have been like the same amount of money. You know, now I'm protecting the top
for that of my, size of a print. It would have been.
That's what I'm saying.
Then you got to buy a frame and you got to.
Yeah, right. So nail. This is a portable version of that, and they look really good. Like the quality of the image on the skin is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Check out that website, and that's some technological advancement there.
They
and
go on everything. They go on your phone, they go on your laptop, and all kinds of cool
stuff. I'm gonna get some. And I just want to mention, this is you know, we talk about technology and changes as far as paper and documents, things like that, and getting your coupons from magazines and newspapers and things like that. Well, you can go online, just search Coupons Canada or something like that, and you come up with all kinds of sites that have coupons available for you to download and bring to a supermarket and save money on your groceries and things like that. And I just wanted to mention that too, because that's you can save substantially on your shopping needs just by getting coupons off the computer.
Okay.
A lot of people don't do that, probably.
Yeah, and there's a program out there, believe it or not, that a lot of grocers are, and a lot of retailers are part of. Mm-hmm. It's got a name like Shazam. I want to say it's a Wowza or something.
An
like
app?
That. It's an app, yeah. And the guy from that program, the cop who can read minds and Heroes.
Oh, okay.
He's part of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Quite a mind.
And so they go to retailers, grocery stores and Sears and all those places, and they have the coupon right in the phone. There's a barcode. You go to those retailers.
Oh, you just use the phone.
Yeah, you just use the phone.
I wonder if that does any damage to your phone, all the scanning on the phone.
Nope, it doesn't.
Over time. It's That'd be a concern of mine.
Perfectly usable.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used robots and robot parts. Get your robot parts at Steve and Larry's in the corner of Wabash and Shemaine in beautiful Burbank, California.
And this week's Jabber Quote is from Chris Everett. You know who she was?
Chris Everett, she was a tennis player.
Yeah. When I was younger, I was a robot. Wind her up and she plays tennis.
Really?
That's pretty good, eh?
I used to go with a girl. She used to say the same thing, but it wasn't tennis. It was something else.
Whoa. This is a clean show.
It is a clean show. And I kept it clean up to this point.
Yeah, you did. When I was younger, I was a robot. Wind her up and she plays tennis. That's a pretty good little quote from her, I think.
That's callous. She just obviously didn't care much for the people who was teaching her tennis.
Yeah, well.
That's the way I read it anyway.
Yeah. That she was, I guess, I don't know. It seems that she maybe didn't like it as much as
she's a little resentful. That's the word I was looking for.
There you go. Chris Evert.
Nothing to do with robots, but has something to do with tennis. Robot playing tennis. Players thing.
It'll happen one day.
It'll be good.
You'll be playing against robots. So anyway,
next week's show?
Yeah, do you have that up lined up or anything? Or do we have any idea what that is?
Well, it'd be good to know before we're actually recording
next
the
week's show.
Next
week's
show
is, okay, yeah, just so you know, chemtrails.
Well, that last time we talked, we said it was United Snakes.
What are they? What are they doing to us? What are they doing to us?
The chemtrails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show. It's a conspiracy.
It doesn't get moved.
If it doesn't get moved. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a good show whenever it happens.
That's right. Chemtrails. And that was your idea.
It was my idea. And it's a very conspiracy theory type show.
Conspirical, if you want the proper term for it.
Exactly. And maybe we'll get an interview or something like that for that show.
Hey, that would be really cool.
Yeah. So I'll work on that.
Cool. Interview the government.
Yeah.
Interview the Illuminati.
Are you poisoning us? Anyway, I guess that's going to do it for this week.
That's it.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Next week, I'm not going to be here next week.
Okay, he's not going to be here next week. There goes the chemtrail show.
No, we'll just do the chemtrail shows.
Are we going to do some kind of a pre-record or whatever? You want to do that?
As long as it's tomorrow or the next day. I'm leaving Wednesday.
Where is he going? Are you going out of town?
I'm going to MIS, Brooklyn, Michigan.
Oh, right. Okay. That's the race thing. Yeah, okay. We'll figure it out. Either that or we'll be... Actually, I think we'll be rebroadcasting something next weekend. So
whatever works.
But we'll make it a doozy.
All right. Chemtrail shows whenever the next show is. Join us for that. Thanks a lot.
I'll make sure it's the week after, as long as we're going to be doing... You're gone. Only missing the one weekend so far?
So far.
All right. See what happens with the bogey golf tour.
Maybe. I don't think so, though.
All righty.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great week.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.